Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth, the catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second, the second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Russ Kemmerer. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball four. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Throneberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from GT and he is safe. Landis steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornberry moves to second. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder is walked intentionally. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freeze moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Freeze scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump strikes out. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Brown to Aparicio, and Tuttle is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemmerer strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hall, and towards Lump, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carey is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Chiti to Lump covering second. The throw back to home, and Smith is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemmerer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Landis steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz pinch hits for Dick Hall. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Dick Williams. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Cotina now pitching. Norm Seaburn now playing left field. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Chi-T and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Freese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chi-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chi-T is 0-for-3 in the game. Chi-T hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.